There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. So nobody wants to call in and do their sweet babu, huh, for Valentine's Day. Well, all right, I have, as I said, I looked up, I've been kind of looking through things. I was in a doctor's office yesterday, so I got to read through old magazines. And these weren't particularly out of date, but they were just suggesting that that you should take, you know, that Valentine's Day this year falls on a weekend. It's tomorrow. It's Saturday night. And so that they have all these fancy menus. And the cheapest one I found was $80 per person. It was a seafood restaurant that I think it was Korean seafood restaurant. And then if you wanted, because this gave me the first clue, or maybe it was Japanese, that you could compare, that you could for another $40, so it's $120 per person. You could add sake tasting to it. It seems to me, if you do, I don't know about other people, if you do sake tasting, you don't need to do the food, because you won't be able to taste anything, and you'll be gone by the, you know, by the second cup of sake. So, but they're incredibly expensive. I mean, as I said, the most expensive one was $800 per person. I don't think it included tip or tax. I mean, it's just an outrageous amount of money. As I said, you could buy a small country for that. All right, so here's some things to do that if you don't feel like you want to go the traditional route of chocolates and roses and stuff like that. One of the things to do that sort of cements relationships is to take a risk together. You've heard that, for example, soldiers view each other as brethren, you know, because they've gone through life and death situations. And adrenaline seems to be one of those sort of crazy glues that keeps people together forever. I'm not suggesting that you should rob a bank together. This is not Bonnie and Clyde. But to go bungee jumping together, or to go take a Bondurant driving course together, or to go hot air ballooning together, or to go, I mean, even skiing or something together, to go and do something that's a little bit risky, so you get the adrenaline going, and because it does seem to bind people closer together. And if you think about, if you've been in a long-term relationship, some of the things that you remember the best were the high-intensity, high-emotional kind of thing, where you were worried about something, or somebody wasn't home on time, or there was something that happened. So, again, this is not, I'm one of those people who likes sort of doing something new. I'm not particularly an adrenaline junkie. Doing things that are dangerous don't really appeal to me greatly, but doing things that are fun do. Taking a speedboat ride. Speed is one of the things that is kind of fun for me. So taking a powerboat ride, or taking a power squadron course together, or even taking a course together where you have to take an exam, or public speaking, anything like that, where it's kind of an intense experience that you do together. The idea, as I've said repeatedly, is the problem about sex is not that we're physically naked, it's that we're emotionally naked, or if you're doing it right, you should be. So if basically you can figure out some questions to ask each other, and then sort of go back and forth with the answers. So the idea being, and this presumably is somebody that you know and that you trust, that this is not necessarily a first date kind of thing. And these are some kind of questions that just, that people don't necessarily ask each other after a first date or after they've been online. If you could have dinner with anybody you wanted, who would it be? Would you like to be famous? And if so, what way? If you had a crystal ball, would you want to know what was going to happen next? Now, some of these, I think that I'm not a fan, as you know, for those of you who go to Facebook, that answering yes or no is not very productive. What you want to do is ask somebody why this would be, or how it would be, or whatever. what's on your bucket list? Saying three things that we both, you know, that we both feel or do or whatever. I wish I had somebody with whom I could share blank. What would be a perfect day? What do you view as the biggest accomplishment so far in your life? How do you define friendship? Is there anybody you tell everything to? Say something that you like about the other person. I mean, they're all, you can see that these are kind of, I don't think these are really first date questions as much as let's spend some time, instead of going to a movie and letting someone else do the talking, let's just talk about each other and try to get to know each other a little bit. What's your favorite song? Have you ever sung to somebody else? Let's see, this is an interesting one. If you were going to go to 9-day and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I know what I'd choose. Which would you choose, Benny?
Say that one more time.
If you knew that you were going to live to 90 and you could retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old, which would you choose?
Probably the body, because the body, obviously, because
your mind,
90,
you get smarter as you get older,
right? Exactly. You would know a lot more at 90 than you would at 30 anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly. And if you've got the body of a 30-year-old, presumably, assuming you were healthy at 30, that as long as you're healthy, you've got time, and as long as you've got time, everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? You know, I was asked that once in a job interview. I said, I don't do embarrassing things. I'm not going to give anybody that kind of information about me in a job interview.
Not giving you something to hold over my
head. Yeah, right. Here's Blackmail City.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you feel is too serious to be joked about? There's certainly some things that fall into that category. What are you most grateful for?
Hmm.
How do you get along with your mom or your dad? Hmm. If you sort of were kidnapped by aliens at this moment, what would be your regret? What would you have said to somebody that if you knew you were going to go, you would have said?
Hmm.
I mean, so you can see that and these don't take a huge amount of ingenuity to sort out. It's just sort of getting to know somebody and letting them get to know you in a kind of a non-threatening way, which I think is a much better use of the time on Valentine's Day or any day than going to a movie or going to a concert or going to a play, even though we know I love movies, we know I love plays. And here's something we used to do in yoga. I've done this, you know, a number of different places in a number of different contexts, which is look into somebody else's eyes without blinking, basically, without talking, for 4 full minutes. Have you ever done that?
Not talking for 4 minutes?
Talking and looking into somebody's eyes.
Oh.
It's tricky stuff.
Hmm.
Our tendency is to glance at somebody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the copulatory gaze, which is, you know, when you decide yes or no if I'm interested in somebody, is 20 seconds worth. So this is 4 minutes. And we tend to do it, I think, when we're first with somebody and we're sort of making, you know, when we talk about making eyes at somebody, I think that's part of what we're talking about, is just sort of gazing into their eyes, with the notion being that windows are the, or that eyes are the window to the soul, so that we sort of... But those are a much better use of Valentine's Day. Than I made a deal with one of the guys downstairs. He said, you want to be Valentine's? And I said, yeah. I said, do I get chocolate? And he said, yeah, Monday. So it works for me.
Yeah.
I told this story before when I was in college. I said to everybody, come to my room. We'll do an Easter egg hunt. So everybody showed up on Sunday morning. And I said, what are you doing? And they said, we're here for the Easter egg hunt. And I said, no, Easter egg hunts are on Monday, always. They're always the Monday following Easter. They said, what are you talking about? An Easter egg hunt is always on Easter morning. Well, you know, I grew up in a large family with no money, and my mother had us convinced that Easter egg hunts were always on Monday because she would go and buy all the stuff. The bunnies and the rabbits and the baskets and the bread. When it was half price, or 75% off the next day. So don't listen to my mother. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, you don't have any war stories from Valentine's Days?
Me personally, no, not really.
Come on, Manny, I count on you to have war stories.
Well, because the funny thing is I've been single on Valentine's Day more often than not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, you know, I was previously married, and you know that already, but,
right.
You know, and during that time, you know, Valentine's Day was always good, but, you know, when you're single, you just kind of, you don't really think about it too much, so I've never really had you know, a bad experience with Valentine's Day because,
well, as I said,
you know,
I've had one horrible experience which I went through sort of in depth yesterday. I recap it. Several people called and said, or emailed me and said, someone said that you had a really reassuring, and I'm not sure it's reassuring. I'll tell you first, one of my assistants was single when I was living in San Francisco. And she decided she ran through Union Station kissing everybody, which I thought was a little extreme. She's a very pretty woman.
That was gutsy.
She just ran through. She decided that's what she wanted to do on Valentine's Day. It's just she ran through and kissed every man that she could find. Which I suppose is it's a little acting out. There was one year where I was sent around doing a satellite media tour for the difference between sadness and depression on Valentine's Day. Which, this notion that all singles are miserable on Valentine's Day, I think it's just a made-up story.
Yeah.
I think it's just not true.
Yeah,
but one of the things I can tell you from personal experience is don't get a massage on Valentine's Day. As I said, I had just had kind of one of those miserable breakups where, I mean, nobody could believe it. I mean, when I tell people that I'd taken this dude, I'd cashed in my miles and taken him out first class to this very fancy spa in Arizona for his birthday, and he broke up with me on the plane going out, and everybody's comment was, how stupid is that? What about vacation sex? Trust me, there was none. Nah, ooh, get away from me. Break up with me and then make a pass at me? I don't think so. And so I decided I would do something really nice for myself. And so I decided to get a massage. Don't do it. A huge number of places that have massages have couples massages on Valentine's Day. So you have, these little hearts and candles, and they give free chocolates, and all these couples are wandering around in terry cloth robes looking longingly into each other's eyes. So it was a terrible idea. But it seemed like a good idea at the time. I just sort of didn't process that was one of the things that people did on Valentine's Day. All right, one more thing, and then we'll go to our Facebook respondents about their lousy Valentine's Day. And this is a public service to make you guys, I don't even know that you need to feel better on Valentine's. It's not even really 24 hours. It's not like Christmas, which seems to go on for decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's one, although all this stuff had that had sexy brunches and for like $150 for brunch. What is that? It's an egg, folks. An egg costs about a dime. They said, well, you get two glasses of champagne. You can buy an awful lot of champagne for $150. I don't know. I think it's just rip-off city. Anyway, I checked out as in response to, I think it was Barbara's email about the problem with versus the problem, or the problem about versus the problem with. And if you Google it, they're equal. So, and what they did was basically the problem about, and then it had bullying and yada yada. It basically agreed with me as inanimate objects or situations. The problems with were almost exclusively internet. The problem with Facebook, the problem with email, the problem with, so basically, what can I tell you? I don't think, you may be technically correct, but in terms of the vernacular, not going to, this one I get a pass on, I'm afraid. All right. And I couldn't find any better resource than that. There were more problems about than there were problems with. So we're just going to have to accept that you may need to have your teeth on edge. What can I tell you? I mean, I tried because I thought, well, if she's right, she's right. And apparently not. There we go. All right. Let's hear why people hate Valentine's Day. The problem about Valentine's Day or the problem with Valentine's Day. Either one.
Let's go. We'll start with Lisa. She says being asked for a divorce.
Whoa. On Valentine's Day? That's really crummy.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't have asked on the day before, the day after. I agree. That's in the Hall of Fame for nasty. I have a friend whose father at Christmas dinner in Hawaii asked her mother, with the four kids sitting around the table, for a divorce, And she hates Christmas ever since.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, hating Valentine's Day seems to me sort of a lesser star than hating Christmas. But I agree. That's really nasty. Hopefully he didn't do it in a Post-it. That was one of those nasty breakups that people have done. Is I don't want to see you anymore. Left a yellow Post-it on the pillow. Folks. Little class. Okay, what else we got?
Dan says, my wife didn't get me a gift.
See, I think if it's important to you, this is one of those things, and it would be really a little disingenuous to say that this is a difference between men and women, but obviously this is an issue with women and women. If it's important, I said my mom one year, we were talking about Mother's Day, and she said, oh, honey, don't get me anything. You know, if the only day that you pay any attention to me is on Mother's Day, you know, what's the point? And so I didn't. I mean, I'm really good to my mom. I visit her a lot and take her on trips a lot and send her stuff. I stopped sending her stuff because she's a pack rat, and so I decided I would give her massages and mani-pedis, not on Valentine's Day, but that year she said don't do anything, and I didn't, and she didn't talk to me for 3 months. So if these kinds of things are important to you, it's important to tell your significant other that it's important, because they can't read your mind. And I know that that's kind of one of the hallmarks: if you really love me, you know. And it's not true that different people have different, for example, let's see how I would feel. I'm trying to think if I've been in, I suppose I have another sort of vaguely icky story. I had broken up with somebody and had been broken up for, well, what about 4 months, maybe 3 months. And I knew him well enough to know, and he owed me a huge amount of money. And I said, please don't send me Valentine's. For one reason, is that isn't where we were in our relationship, but I knew he was going to do that. I said, just send me the money. He owed me so much money. So, but that was me at least understanding enough that it was going to be a mostly wretched. I didn't want. I mean, I know in the movies what they do when you get Valentine's or flowers from somebody you don't want, you throw them away. That's a hard thing to do. I mean, it just seems wasteful. But I knew, so I said, please don't do it. And I thought saying just send me the money would be the clincher. It was. All right, Susan, Michelle, I'll get to both of you in just a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold
standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Hey, I just wanted to call and say happy Valentine's Day early. I'm working for cash and delivering edible arrangements for fun.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I took a vacation day and then I needed extra money, so they had a thing on Craigslist, and I'm like, okay, cool. So anyways, I just wanted to call and say happy Valentine's Day.
All right, well, thanks, Cookie. Same back to you. Go make an edible Valentine. Are those fruits and stuff like that, or cakes, or what are you making?
Yeah, those are fruits and cakes.
All right, well, don't eat too much sugar.
I won't. Here we
All right, heart back to you. Michelle, right. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was just calling. I'll make it short and sweet. I was calling with a little bit of Valentine's Day advice.
Okay.
I've worked at a busy, popular waterfront restaurant for many, many years, and I'm still working there, and I will be working this weekend. And I just want to let people know out there that if they're trying to get reservations the day before Valentine's Day, it's not going to happen. Our phones have literally been ringing off the hook since, well, every day, and they'll continue to ring today with people trying to get reservations, and it's not possible.
See, what I think they should do is go out for brunch to a local diner and then go out for fancy dinner on Sunday, because the prices will have dropped down, the service will be better, the food will be warmer, so... But that's me.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's also one of the same problems that we have at my job, is that the day prior and the day after are almost equally busy to the day of.
Oh, really? No, that's, I suppose that's good for you, but yeah.
Exactly.
Well, as I said, the guys in my building...
all weekend.
Well, and around here in New York, restaurant week starts on Monday, so...
Yes.
So you're much better off if you wait till Monday, because then I think a three-course dinner is $35 or something like that, and which is going to be a lot cheaper than Valentine's Day. So.
And also the other thing I want people to realize is when they go out to these busy restaurants, their privacy is just shot. Our table configurations are such that the next couple is sitting literally inches away from you. So.
Sounds like a good day to order in pizza.
It's a good day to order in pizza, or as what I did for my husband, I made steak and lobster at home already.
There you go. Or lasagna. I love lasagna. Or some spaghetti sauce.
Oh, that sounds great, too.
Yeah. I'm a good lasagna's a little labor-intensive, but I make great spaghetti sauce. There are people who invite me to come in for the weekend just so I'll make spaghetti sauce for them, so.
Well,
all right, Sugar, well, wear good shoes and a smile.
I will do exactly that, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. So, Diane, I know you said you could only stay on for 20 minutes, but we got, you know, we put you on in like about 7 or 8, so call us back. All right, 855-993-7569. So those both of our callers are people who are going to be working hard to make your Valentine's Day romantic and wonderful. So there we go. We haven't talked to any jewelers or any florists. I think they're probably too busy to talk to us today.
A little preoccupied right now.
A little preoccupied, right? But the idea, see, I'm one of those people who believes that if you call at the last minute, that somebody may cancel, especially if there's crummy weather. Is it supposed to be crummy around here? I think it's supposed to just be cold around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday I was supposed to go out right after the program, and it was snowing. It was blizzarding down here. I mean, you literally couldn't see, like, 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I knew I had to go out later in the evening, and the snow was supposed to let up. And so I just sent off an email and said, look, can I reschedule? It's blizzarding. And he sent me an email. He was in Times Square, and he said, completely dry up here. I think he thought I was making it up, which I wasn't. But in that kind of, you know, in just a couple of miles, you can have a huge, of course, I'm right on the water, too. So you can get a huge amount of either rainfall or snow. It's great in the summer because we get the breezes. In the winter, we get the same breezes, and so it's not quite as comfy. But
Well, I'm curious as to how folks here in the Twin Cities here in Minnesota are going to handle Valentine's Day tomorrow, because it's going to be frigid cold tomorrow. I think we're going to be in the high in like the single digits with a pretty hefty wind chill. So,
well, maybe your love will keep you warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are days where, you know, you just sort of cuddle up with a, you know, with a fireplace that you hopefully have, you know, make chocolate chip cookies and cocoa and spaghetti sauce and lasagna, and, you know, those are days where. And I'm perfectly content. I'm much happier going out on a non-holiday than on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, you know, but what can I tell you? It's always been nuts. It's not that I'm kind of older and crankier, because I'm not cranky about it, and I've always felt that way, so.
Yeah.
Fusses are not my thing particularly. All right, so let's hear some more anti-Valentine's Day. I'm disappointed about Diane, though, because we told her we'd get her on in her time frame, and maybe her time frame just evaporated. So, what can I tell her? All righty.
Let's go to Sheila. Sheila says her worst Valentine's Day experience is all of them. Never had a good one yet.
Oh, honey. Okay, let's talk a little bit about expectations. You know, you have to remember that Valentine's Day was really set up. First of all, nobody's sure exactly who Saint Valentine was, all right? That there are different saints. I think one is in the 6th century and one was in the 1300s. I mean, so there are all sorts of sort of controversy about exactly who Saint Valentine was or exactly what the issue was. The most prominent and probably accepted is that... that he was an early Christian martyr, and that he was arrested. And there, again, several issues about it. One is that he may have married Roman soldiers when they supposedly weren't allowed to be married. The original Christian saint was Valentinus. Several martyrdom stories were invented. And later added to the martyrologies. Don't you love that term? St. Valentine of Rome states he was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers, we already got that, who are forbidden to marry, and for ministering to Christians who are persecuted under the Roman Empire. During his imprisonment, he healed the daughter of his jailer, Asterius. An embellishment to the story states that before his execution, he wrote her a letter signed, "Your Valentine," as a farewell. It's a feast day of the Anglican Communion as well as the Lutheran Church. The Eastern Orthodox Church also celebrates St. Valentine's Day, although they do it July 6th and July 30th, so you don't have to worry about snowstorms in Minneapolis. The former date in the honor of the Roman presbyter St. Valentine and the latter in honor of hero martyr Valentine, the bishop of Interamna, modern Terni. I don't even know where Terni is, sorry. In Brazil, the day of St. Valentine is recognized on June 12th. The day was first associated with romantic love in the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the High Middle Ages, when the tradition of courtly love flourished. In 18th century England, it evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering confectionery, and sending greeting cards known as Valentines. St. Valentine's keys are given to lovers as a romantic symbol and an invitation to unlock the giver's heart, not to mention chastity belt. I made that part up. As well as children, in order to ward off St. Valentine's malady. Valentine's Day symbols that are used today include the heart-shaped outline, doves, and the figure of a winged cupid. Since the 19th century, handwritten Valentines have given way to mass-produced greeting cards. We knew that part. All right, do you remember, did you in kindergarten, like, do the Valentines with the lace and the red construction paper that got all over your fingers when you tried to paste it?
Yeah, I remember doing those, yeah.
And I remember at one point, it wasn't first grade, I think, and I skipped second grade because I changed schools, which is why I graduated at the tender age of idiocy. But there was one teacher who said, and then you got the penny ones that you went and you the ones that had little kind of like sprockets on it and you punched them out. Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm. I do remember those. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was one and you put them in a box and then they would be handed out. But there was one of my teachers who was, I guess, well before her time and feeling that there should be equal opportunity or something. And she said you had to bring a Valentine for everybody in the class because some kids would get like, you know, 30 Valentines, and some would get like, well, they always got at least one because a teacher would give them out.
Right.
So, yeah. So, the people who hate Valentine's Day, I mean, yeah, I don't hate it. I just think it's kind of an overwrought, kind of silly, commercial made, you know, sort of, don't let it make it make you unhappy. All right. So all right. We've got, I guess, one more when we come back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. All right, let's hear our last Valentine's Day bah humbug.
This one is from Pamela. She says, my mom passed away on Valentine's Day. But she says the silver lining was that it seemed like a fitting ending to a wonderful love story that my parents had. She had been very ill for years, and my father had sacrificed everything to take care of her. It's a very inspiring love story.
That is very nice. So that's not an anti-Valentine's Day in a lot of ways. That's kind of a positive one.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, yeah. I mean, it may make Valentine's Day a bit bittersweet, but as you say, it's kind of a lovely ending to a story.
Yeah.
All right, so... To end this hour, I have two stories that will probably put a smile on your face one way or the other. First is that there's an organization, I didn't make this up, that was started in 2010 that's called the Joy Team. I don't know that it was, I don't know that it was named after me, although there's a radio station around here that does country western where if you try to get in touch with them, you text Joy. I guess it is something other than my name, but it does seem like, oh, okay. At any rate, the Joy Team has put up more than 100 messages throughout Vancouver, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Phoenix. And the billboard's like, one says, happiness is contagious, start an epidemic. So the idea being you surround yourself with positive messages, you get a better life. And so she decided that instead, she saw a bus shelter that in place of typical advertising had a simple painted handshake with the words, Peace Jam. She was a magazine editor, and she'd been taking pictures of beautiful images and phrases that helped bring a smile to her face. There was one in Times Square that I think Yoko put up that said, give peace a chance, with a picture of John and Yoko. And that it wasn't selling anything. Well, I suppose subconsciously it could be selling the two of them, but it was said, just give peace a chance. It's a 501c3. And they decided laughter is the best medicine, you know, apply liberally.
Mm-hmm.
So be beautiful. They have ones that just say smile. There's an article that says why women are choosing their dogs over dates on Valentine's Day. Well, because they're potty trained.
Mm-hmm.
There's one this one I like, PB and Joy, as opposed to PB and J. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Besides my daughter's, those are my daughter's initials as well. You are so freaking awesome. That's pretty cute. In Portland, Oregon. You are worthy of everything, everything. That's also in Portland.
Nice.
So I like those. Good things are coming your way.
Cool.
Kind of like those, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one good story. This one, if it doesn't give you a giggle, then you're on another wavelength. All right. This comes from Montana, which may need a sign that says lighten up. This is from a state representative, David Moore. Okay, now Moore got a little twisted that a group of naked bicyclists pedaled through Missoula last year. So he decided, and he's a legislature, what the state really needs now is tighter regulations on trousers. So he's got House Bill 365, seems appropriate, would outlaw not just nudity, but hear this, any device, costume, or covering that gives the appearance of or simulates the genitals, pubic hair, anus region, or pubic hair region. I mean, I think that the wording is probably tacky enough to get him some problems.
Right.
He said tight-fitting beige clothing could be considered indecent exposure under his proposal. Yoga pants should be illegal in public anyway, he said after the hearing in his downward dog pose. I made that last part up. He said he wouldn't have a problem with people being arrested for wearing provocative clothing, but he'd trust law enforcement officials to use their discretion. He couldn't be sure whether police would act on that provision or if Montana residents would challenge it. I don't have crystal balls. No, that isn't what he said. I don't have a crystal ball. Sorry, I misread that. He elaborated that he also believes Speedos should be illegal. Last December, the Republican-controlled legislature issued new dress code guidelines for the state capitol, advising women they should be sensitive to skirt lengths and necklines. Let's all move to Montana, folks, and do a little streaking. Could you just see a cop saying, ma'am, your downward dog is going to be arrested? Under the pooper scooper law. I mean, I don't know. This one seems to me to be, I mean, I think they should put that on a billboard because I think it would give, you know, do you know where your yoga pants are? You know, it's 10 o'clock.
it's funny because when I first saw the story, when I first saw the headline, I thought it was like a
joke.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like an Onion article or something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you check the Onion and sometimes you'll see something that's pretty funny or obviously not real. But I opened it up and lo and behold, it's legit.
It's, you know, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. You got to keep the world safe from yoga pants. I think tidy whities are probably going to be next. Yeah. And what about, you know, what about guys showing their underwear? He doesn't mention that, because those are usually baggy jeans. They're not tight. They just show the underwear, and they're just vaguely balanced momentarily and precariously on some dude's hips that really doesn't have much hips.
Right.
As I said, I followed a guy down the street just because I could not believe he could actually keep those pants on. He was on the subway. I mean, he wasn't attractive or anything. He just had pants. But as long as he's standing still, you know, and didn't make any sudden moves, he was probably going to be okay. But I was convinced that even the most minor movement was going to dislodge this precariously balanced piece of denim. And so I was just, you know, and I actually followed him for a couple blocks, thinking, I don't know how he does that. When we were young women, young girls, I remember an elocution teacher. My Aunt May was a little old maiden aunt who lived well into her 90s and used to wear fantastic clothes and shawls and fringe and hats with veils. And she used to teach drama. And she said I was the only one of the grandchildren that had any promise whatsoever. So, and of course, I adored her for that. And she used to make me walk around with a book on my head for my posture, because if you don't keep your head upright, the book will smack into either your toes or your back. So I used to have to walk around with a book on my head, and which is a pretty precarious balance until you get the hang of it. But nothing compared to these jeans. See, if Aunt May really wanted me to be able to glide, she should have put me in these guys' jeans, because I don't know how I kept them on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.